Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field. Sierra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sierra. Newsom moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. CRS scores. Mac moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mac. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Mac steals third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-1 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field. Metkovic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metkovic. Bagby moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Metkovic chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Doerr. Doerr fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Doerr. Bagby scores. Boudreau scores. Hockett moves all the way to home. It's 6-0, Indians. Mike Riba now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons pinch hits for Mike Riba. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill now pitching. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sierra strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. Mac moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Medkovic. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mac scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Medkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medkovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Medkovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bagby. Doerr moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Mack reaches second base with a double. Sierra goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack fields the ball and throws to second. Boudreau drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Boudreau. Lupien moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Partee reaches second base with a double. Lupien scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Emmett O'Neill. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee scores. It's 11-5, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mack. Newsom moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. Metkovich scores. Culberson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 11-9, Indians. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.